And your mother's father, do you think he was born off of Africa?
Yeah.
Do you know when he came, how old he was when he came to this country?
No, but I imagine around boyhood, early manhood.
Could he speak English all right? Had he been here long enough?
Yeah, he talked well from the way Mama let me know. Uh-huh. He could speak well. His speech was fast speech. Mighty King, such as speak like that.
Huh?
Yes. Yes. Mother, brother-in-law did, because sister was asked. Some other mother died young.
But do you know how much education they had, or they could read and write?
Who, my?
Your grandparents on your mother's side.
My grandpa could, yeah. My mama's daddy could. But now I don't know about his mother, being an Indian, and probably she was kind of listening to speech because she couldn't understand so much of their language.
Your mother's mother was Indian?
Yes.
What about your grandparents on your father's side?
I don't know any of them.
Did you ever hear anything about them, where they were born?
Or? No.
Tell me about your husband. How old is he?
My husband is 72, and he's from Louisiana. I think it's Garland is his hometown. And they come around here in about 1915 to visit, and I believe 16 they come back to stay, something like that. But he's been around citizen here around about 50 some years too or more. He went to school, I think it was to the fifth. And then he dropped out of school, and he went away to the on the rice farms, and from there to Roundhouse. Roundhouse. There's P Roundhouse. That's where the trains used to run in. You know when the train would be running?
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd run into the Roundhouse. The Roundhouse was located over there on the other side of Crockett over on Cedar. And when the trains would come in and they need to change them, well, they would take that engine off and run into the Roundhouse and bring another one and put onto the train, and then it would go on through, going west. And if something happened when it was going east, well, the same procedures would be done. Oiling or filling or watering or whatever, or taking off and replacing, such as. Well, that was the Roundhouse. And that was the way they did there.
When did they stop doing that?
Let me see, they stopped doing that about 20 some years or more now. Probably about 30. Because mother been dead 23 years. And that was done before she died. Because he had left from my brother-in-law used to work there too. And he'd left and gone to California too. Take up residency. And it's around about 30 some years, I'd say. That was called the SP Roundhouse.
Is your husband a Baptist too?
Yes. Good Hope. Greater Good Hope.
Is he as active as you
are? He's pretty active. He's a deacon there.
Uh-huh. Are there any other groups and things he's involved in?